This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The doggone farm labor situation continues to be a challenge, prompting more producers to look whenever they can at automation. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
As we heard this week at the Farm Progress Show from the folks at Asgrow, acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, you can stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow, the highest yielding soybean seed in the U.S. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. One continuing challenge for U.S. agriculture is that labor problem, and we are losing business because of it. We continue to lose out on fresh fruit and vegetable export opportunities, the experts say. This struggle to hire employees is driven in part by sheer numbers of qualified applicants and the rising costs to employ that labor. And in fact, it is pushing growers and processors toward automation as they seek to be competitive in the world markets. The national co-chairman of the Ag Coalition for Immigration Reform, Craig Regelbrugge, says, with the country's land, with our farming expertise and our technology, we could produce more. But, he said, we need labor. It's a problem that Craig says is likely to worsen, and it's one for which there are no easy solutions. With a federal government that has failed over the years to enact meaningful immigration and guest labor reform. The Labor Department reports that the U.S. ag industry has between 2 million and 2.6 million unique hires, and about 75% of them are foreign-born, mostly from Mexico, and about half to 70% of those 2 to 2.6 million are what they call, quote, document challenged. And many farm workers are getting older. The average age is 40, 14% are 65 or older, and few new workers are taking their place. Craig Regelbrugge said migration is basically dead. Today, less than 5% of the farm workers follow the crops as they marry, have families, and put down roots. I'll be back after this.